собственное. Sorry, daar is nog het wees. Zal ik niet missen. Maar ik zit er al voor eens wat we doen in de sterk. Als ik het in de tijd en het is maar voor ons. This is the last surreal sugya of the Lucas Chavis, Bio Chavis.
What's the best sugya of that?
There's a thing about Summa and Taya, about what they like to call Summa and different levels of Summa and Taya, which is very, 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 very complicated. It's known as a Aninas Kanakwein. It's a very complicated sugya, it's not far. Then we'll just start what we do when we get there, but we still have a lot more still to get till we get there. So the new Mishnah, Remei Arima Ochin Kol Chomish Vesoifim Vetchilas Shish Yi Chomish. We had this Mishnah in Daftar on the base when we had Gemara brought this Mishnah. Yeah, you have it on the base, you have it? On Erev Pesach, you can continue eating your chomish, kol chomish, until the end of the fifth hour. That's so, and you start burning it with chilas shish, in the middle of the, and at the beginning of the sixth hour. Why not burn it at the end of the sixth hour? We'll see, you have to explain why we won't burn at the end of the sixth hour. You have to burn it early, really, you don't have to burn chomet until the end of the tuchatayis. Here we're telling you, ready from the end of the fifth hour, you should start burning your chomet. If you do email, if you do is more machni. Oichlin kolavi, you're only allowed to eat it until the end of the fourth hour. Vesodin kol chomish. And then for the fifth hour, you can't do anything. We'll see what you meant to do then. What's the point of just waiting around? The sofim is chila shesh, and then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Just like Reb Meir says that you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour, so it's Reb Yudah says that. Just what's the difference between them? The difference between them is when it's the last time to eat. Kunjur Meir, you can't eat from the end of the fifth hour, and a contributor, you ready? You have to stop eating at the end of the fourth hour. Now, the last part of the Mishnah is a very easy type of Mishnah. Vaidom Rebuda. Rebuda said you should know there were some simonim that were in the Beit Hamikdash to remind people about what they're meant to do. Shtei chalish al toidah sulos. There were two chalish of potzel toidah. We know the common toidah has 40 chalish, 40 loaves. So you're meant to eat them. You're meant to eat these loaves. But these were potzel loaves, which you have to see in the Gemara why they were potzel. But these were potzel loaves, which you can't eat. So they would put them. Munafis al gav ho itzdebol. They would place them on the itzdebol. Itzdebol, as we know around the Van Nazara, there were these platforms where people would sit. So they would put the munafis, they would put the chalis on those itzdebols. So called Nachim and Achim, as long as the two loaves are there, people could see them. They were high up, so people would see them. Kolom Oichlim, everyone would eat challah, or would eat chomis. Nidla Achat, as soon as one of them was removed, tell them people would stop eating, wouldn't have to burn, but they're not Oichlim, they wouldn't eat, they wouldn't burn either. Nitlushneem, if both of them were taken away, then they knew it's time to burn. It's chilukala om sofim. So that's the second shitta that we had in the Mishnah. First shitta was Remeir. You're allowed to eat until the end of the fifth hour, and then you start burning. Second shitta is Reb Yudah. Then you're allowed to eat until the end of the fourth hour, then you have an hour's break for some reason, we have to see why. And then you start burning at the beginning of the sixth hour. If we're going to Omer, now the third shita. If we're going to Omer, sorry. Chulin, he holds like Reb Yudah. Now Chulin kol arba. You can eat Chulin only till the end of the fourth hour. But Truma, since Truma you meant to make sure it doesn't get destroyed. So Truma, they would tell you to eat kol chomish till the end of the fifth hour. And then, like they all hold, Sofim Bitzchilas Shish. You start burning it from the beginning of the sixth hour. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, we actually had done the Dan and the Mavis. And our Veda today, we're together, will be to understand the Mishnah. And then our Veda together, the Chazar and Hachana, is the Gemara. The Gemara is on a different, after we learn the Mishnah, which Rashi will understand what the Gemara is going to be trying to get to. So let's see some Rashi. Rashi says, so what's the Kasha? Rashi's obviously bothered about something. It's quite a long Rashi. So what could be bothering Rashi? The Mishnah is telling you to burn at the beginning of the sixth hour. So what could be, before you even look at Rashi, what could be bothering Rashi? Mishnah says, well, everyone holds. They have to admit, if you're doing it, you all hold, you burn at the beginning of the sixth hour. So already we ourselves should be asking a question, and that's what Rashi is going to address. Which it is.
Why not earlier?
Yeah, in terms of the message, the last one, nobody's saying you can't burn it earlier. Nobody's saying you can't burn it earlier. Nobody's saying that. Of course you can burn it earlier. We'll see. We'll see what Taylor means. Yeah, so we'll see what Taylor means. Say that. But that was only going to be Yehuda who said the word Taylor. But Remeir didn't say it. And Rashi is already on the word Remeir. So, because the next Rashi is Tolim Kochavim, so this is on Remeir. So there's a question already on Remeir, a question which is a basic question which we should all really be asking ourselves. You probably don't because you know the answer. But the question is, the Mishnah says, Sofin, what's the Mishnah say? It's Chilishish. Why is it Chilishish? Why can't I burn it then? Why can't I eat for longer? Why do I have to burn it at the beginning of the 6 hour? Let's burn it at the end of the 6 hour. When do you have to burn the Chometz Baruch? Chatzis. Right? So if we look at our clock, let's say Chatzis is 12 o'clock. The end of the 6 hour. Chatzis is the end of the 6 hour. If you look at your clock, just imagine your clock starts from 6 and goes to 6, because it's the day. The end of the first hour is 7 o'clock. Right, and the second half is 8, and the third is 9, and the fourth is 10, and the fifth is 11, and end of 6 is 12, midday. So we're saying here, you have to start burning it at 11:01. Imagine, yeah, obviously the clocks are not like that, but 11:01. Now why 11:01? Let's burn it 11:55. Right, so you're working out the answer. That's the question which we... Yeah, you're quite right. So the question which would be bothering us is why in the beginning of the sixth hour? According to the Torah is not bothering. The Torah says you can burn till Chatzos. So why is the Mishnah, everyone here saying otherwise? So Rashi bothers about that. Says Rashi, I forgot the cold soul. Sorry, even though for the entire 6 hour when I say it's Musa, Kalta Rabbanon Adam, Rabbanon made the Zera on it. Dilma Toy, perhaps the person will make a mistake. Mistava Alashvir Shehishis. That's the one we have to look at the clock so well. And I make a mistake thinking what's really already after Chatzos, I'll say it's still before Chatzos. Alashvir means what's after Chatzos is still before Chatzos. So therefore, Chazal said, no eating after the fifth hour. Right? So no eating when you burn it, right? Because then you can't do anything with it anyway, so you burn it. So you burn it at the beginning of the 6 hour, so that you person shouldn't come to make a mistake of eating it during that time. So between after Chatzos and before Chatzos, the person can make a mistake. So why are we so sure that you can eat it in the fifth hour? The man says you can eat the fifth hour. What happened then? Why don't we say people make mistakes between 10:59 and 12 o'clock? Why don't we say people make mistakes on that? So Rashi, Amal HaKhamish is Loi Toi, Lemeim Al HaShvir Shei HaKhamish. That's too long. People know the difference. Umuta, and therefore it's Muta to eat then, and you only burn it after the beginning of 11 o'clock. Right? After the beginning of the 6th hour. That shit is Chachamim. Remeir. That shit is Remeir.
Why in this specific halacha are they so worried that, so worried about it that they're going to make a gezeira if someone might be too at the time? I mean, that seems like an extreme gezeira. You can say that for any case. Why don't we start Shabbos an hour earlier? Maybe you might be too at the time.
Very good. Very good. So this question that Zohar of Avram's asking is a basic question. That why is it that the Gabi Chomet, we say you have to move from earlier, but we don't say the Gabi Shabbos.
And to add to the question, just to add another piece of the question, at the end of the day, obviously there's a law after Shabbos if you eat Chomet. But we're not talking about even that.
We are.
No, but theoretically, right? Let's say somebody confused the time. Chomet was there, he knew he had to burn it, he confused the time, he goes, oh my gosh, it's after Shabbos, it's already 2 o'clock.
We're concerned that a person will eat it, and therefore, since a person will think it's still the sixth hour, and indeed it's already the seventh, and therefore you will eat it. So we say that you have to burn it from the beginning of the sixth hour. As soon as you're not allowed to eat it or benefit from it, so burn it. Right? So, but as long as you can eat it, you're not going to burn it. So we're saying, really, after halacha, you should be able to burn it at the end of the sixth hour. Because so then you can eat. But since we're not allowing you to eat it, because you're getting mixed up on the time, therefore, already burn it from the beginning of the sixth hour. Right? So but he asked this question. The question is a basic question. Now why pick by Chomet are we so machmir? The Gemara actually discussed it already in the Dalet on the days. So it's good that we're doing Chazorah. Hashem makes it do Chazorah a few days later. The Dalet on the days, the Gemara discussed that how do we know that the Issa Chomet begins at Chatzos? Right, that's where the Gemara brought from a pasuk. But how do we know to look for a pasuk? Because this Mishnah said that Remei said, then we have to stop eating earlier. Now if, says the Gemara, if Bemet Chomet only started from nightfall, Remei would never have been to a machmir. Why? Rashi, have a look at Rashi on Daf, Dalet Amud Beis. No, let's see the Gemara there a minute. And Dalet Amud Beis 4b are the two dots, which is about 10 lines up in the bottom of the Amud. Yeah, Rabbi Shua, the two dots. So not all time. Rabbi Shua, the Oichim Kol Chomish. That's our mission. So we're going to chesh. Rabbi Shua, the Oichim Kol Arba, the Oichim Kol Chomish, the Seven Tchel Shesh. The Kuli Alme, says the Gemara, the Kuli Alme, Mia Chomish, Mishesh, Shoyit, Olamala, Osu. According to all the opinions, Chomet is also from Sheish Shoyit Ramana. Min HaTorah. Menorah, where is the Mekor? And that's where we start looking for the Sukkim. So it says Rashi, if you look at Rashi, which is also about 10 lines up from the bottom, beginning of the line is Lo Yoichal, and the Ramata is Tikkuri Alme. You have that, Mishim Yeshua?
Yes.
Tikkuri Alme, Mie. Chomet is Sheish Shoyit Ramana also. Min HaTorah. Because if it's not off until only in the night time, Loi have a gazi bay. Chazal wouldn't have made it there. Why? The vein your mama lelela loi toy inchi. People that make mistakes between day and night. Vein your mama lelela loi toy inchi. Let's answer to your question. How many sons do you know start off in the middle of the day? Everyone's saying, why do only by Chomet should be a commentary kula? No, you tell me. Any other issue that starts in the middle of the day? There isn't any. Which issue starts in the middle of the day? All these things start at nightfall. That's when we have Shabbat starts and Shmita starts then. All these things, Kippur, Yom Tov, all start at nightfall. So really, between nightfall, night and day, people know. So there's no reason to say start an hour earlier. But And that's funny.
It's a physical demarcation,
because it's just looking at the entire thing. Did you? Shinya Chomet is telling the sun, okay, and people don't know the difference between the four chesed, it's just the four chesed, it's just after chesed. It's kemat impossible to find out. Right?
Every other time down, this was like happened. You know, the sun goes down, the sun comes up, and over here.
Right? Right? So we know mincha, for instance. Mincha starts at chatzis. But when do we eat mincha? When do we dub mincha? Half an hour after chatzis. Because it has to be, people get mixed up, we can't really see. And so that's the answer to your question. A good question. That the Gemara he was Medayik and Abdallah Dabin B. Okay, so that's that. So now we have the next Rashi. So Rashi says, Toilin Kol Chomish. This is the opinion of who? Rebuilding is a Toilin Kol Chomish. So this is a difficult shifter. And let's try and work it out. You can't eat it. Why? Why can't you eat in the fifth hour? They tell you, people make a mistake. People make mistakes thinking that the seventh hour also is the fifth hour. So it shows that people don't make this mistake. Rabbi Yehuda was concerned that people make a mistake between 10:50 and 12 o'clock. People make a mistake on that as well. Right, and therefore he doesn't allow you to eat at all during the fifth hour. Right? Can't eat during the fifth hour. So what should you do? Why don't we burn it in the fifth hour? What should you do in the fifth hour? So he said, no, for me on this side, you don't need to burn it. You hear me, Yoshua? You don't need to burn it. You can burn it if you want. You don't need to burn it. Why? Because if you want, machil the behemso, you can feed your animals. Feed animals. So you can't eat it. Why? Why can't you eat it?
Why can you eat animals?
You can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? No. Why can't you eat it then? Because you might be thinking that it's not yet for Tosha in actual fact. You said the answer for Tosha. So what can you do? Yeah, says, so what can you do? You can feed it to your animals. So what's Yoshi asking? Right. After Tosha, that's why not. So what's the difference between before Tosha? What's the difference between eating and an all? Both of them should be asked when I tell you.
Okay, can't you feed the animal and make it through as
reasonable? Yeah, it's a very nice hour. Very nice hour. What's the eating? Could be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's nice that not everyone holds a chef to speak on such things. But there is a place of chachet that holds that, and it's a nice hour. We'll leave that for now. It's a very nice hour. Now, what's the whole there about? Eat it! You're eating it, it's a speech of top, it's a good hour. If you hold a chef to speak by eating, then you have a good hour. But let's go with the post of chef. The speech means you're not having it. You're not permitted to make you can't eat it. You can't feed it. So the question is, why? What's that abusing it? You can't eat it then because maybe it's early chatzos. You can feed the animals because don't worry, it's not yet chatzos. It's a contradictory in this sentence. There's a kasha asked by the Rishash. So the Rishash says, you know, there's another issa in the Torah. That's issa achila anano. Anyone know? Now the Issa, so it's Achil and Anor.
Is that the Basul Chalov,
thank you for choosing that one. There's other ones, but thanks for choosing that one. That's the one I wanted. So there's Basul Chalov. There's Basul Chalov. There's also Issa Achil and Anor. And yet, we know there's maybe a bunch of theories regarding Achila, but no such theories regarding Anor. There's chicken you're not allowed to eat with milk, right? It's not Basul Chalov. Yeah, because of Basul Chalov. You have to have a no, you're taking the milk. So what's that? So you see, when it comes to Gzeir to Abonon, they only make Gzeir on Achil and on and on. Why? It could be because maybe it's too much of a Hesed. that forbid you from having any anar, that's too much of a hesed. But the Chazal, when he came to make this, they were more concerned about achila more than anar, and therefore says the Rishas that although in Svar, if you make that there, you should make it also anar, but there's a gvul to all there is the Chazal. And didn't include anar. That's a good question, yeah. So they said, Rabbi, you can feed that stolen. Stolen means you feed it to your animals. That's why it's stolen, otherwise you burn it. And then the end of the Mishnah, as he said, is quite straightforward.
Why did he say that?
Now what?
Feed it to
the animals? That's indeed what he means. Stolen means have an off of it. To kill to us. So it means you just hang in there.
Yeah.
What are you hanging in there for? What for? What for? To burn it. So why didn't you burn it?
What?
Why didn't you burn it? Why hang in there?
We should burn it?
No, I'm saying you can feed the animals.
What?
I'm saying you can feed your animals.
It's
you can, right?
He says that he can.
Huh? What doesn't sound like?
Like I said,
Right, so Rashi says none of it, yeah? Rashi says you don't need meat, it's of in itself, you don't need to. Okay, stay chalei, shall chamei, shall...
It's more respect, Rashi will say that it might be difficult for someone to lose out, so rather just cut off completely to the stage, that doesn't...
Oh, there's some gvul to every day's chazal. There's gvul, it's chazal down to Hester Murama. That's how the Yachin explains. Stay chalei, shall chamei, and two chamei chalei, shall toido, surois. So the Gemara Mephash Ma'am Tosin, the Gemara is going to ask how did it come possible. Hayu Menach is Bechonei HaFetel, who is sitting there, Al Gabi Eish Tebo. Stov. Eish Tebo is Stov. Why do you say Eish Tebo is Stov? If you look in the Yud Gimel Amid Beis, it comes there as well, this idea about, the Gemara says, the Harabai Sitchoi or Stov, Sitchoi Kofel, as I think it's you, and he means read it. You want to look in the Nekuzot, how they do it, stuff you give on the beach. 13b, no, afterwards. You give on 13b, the top of the omelets. There you are, so one page before that. There we are. Harabai, Sitchoi. Stop. Okay, stop. Ask will say stop. So what is stop? So Rashi down that his Gimel Amud Beis says stop means istavon. Istavon is a platform. There was like a mapeta, what we call in England a porch. You call it in America. Not you in America call it a porch. Oh boy, I'm getting American. That's crazy.
What do you call it?
A porch is something else here. A balcony, right? That's what we call it. Yeah, it's a platform, right? A platform going around, all the way around the Azar. There were actually two of them. And they were put high up. So they were put a two of chum in there, two loaves of chum in there. Yeah. People would gather there. And they would sit there. They would see these loaves as a simon to know that what? Mitlach, and if one of them has been removed, in the beginning of the fifth hour, Shiach Beisim would come and take one of them, so everyone would know, stop eating. But continue eating Shuma. They would carry on eating Shuma, Kol Chomish. Sorry, they would tell you stop eating, and they would know stop eating, and they would know they could feed the animals. Once the second one was taken away, then they knew they had to start burning the Chomish.
Why does it have to be possible?
Oh, we'll see. Why does it have to be possible? Because otherwise you can't cause loaves to be become possible. You should eat them. But sardines have become
possible.
No, it was already possible.
And if you don't have any
pumpkin, it wouldn't do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not like they went out of their way to...
No. Well, that's the thing. The God's going to ask how does it become possible. It's going to be right towards the end of the sugar. So, let me ask you, Rabbi Gamliel said truma kol chomish, that truma you have to eat in the fifth hour. So also lahafid kolchim b'yadayim. It's forbidden to cause kolchim to get lost, to be destroyed. Physically, that's what's going to do. I have a chance to eat it, and I'm not eating it. Kol zman sheyochel lo'ochel, as long as you can eat it, you have to eat it. Here you see also this idea that even though with chomish, the person gets mixed up between after chomish and before chomish, but we are only willing to make exeira for chulin, not for truma. Why? Because truma, on the other hand, you're being mevatel truma. So of course, if it's after chatzis, of course you can't eat it. But this concern that we're saying that maybe you'll make this mistake, we didn't extend it even to truma. See, we can all discuss that as well. No, if you would burn it.
What do you have in your hand?
Shema, bread that's made from shema. Yes. Yeah.
Wheat. And he can work for neighbors, I mean, some of all the people behind there.
Rabbi Gamliel is not talking about this. Rabbi Gamliel is saying halacha. The fourth hour, everyone can eat. Fifth hour, only kohenim. And the sixth hour, everyone has to die. Why the kohenim should be different, the Gemara will discuss. The Sofim is going to Rashi said why, because it can't be mastered culture. The Sofim is going to shesh, the Vadai Ruba, so already now, most people are going to make a mistake. Even Kohenim will make a mistake. And here, even Truma, we can extend the thing and say you have to burn it. So Vadai Ruba, so majority of people are going to make this mistake in shesh. So that's all I've done for the sugya. It's interesting, the Mishnah's I've done for the sugya, because the sugya now is a dust, got nothing to do with chomish. Obviously all is, because that's why we're bringing it, but you have a whole dust now, and so the top of your base on the base, which is going to be a completely different subject. And the subject is about Eidim. Eidim will come to testify, and each one says a particular hour, and could it be, if let's say one saying that this story happened on the second hour of the day, and the other one said it happened on the third hour of the day, do we accept such an Eidim? Do we say it's possible for people to make mistakes, and they're really saying the same thing? And this is a very, very, very nice figure actually. Not difficult. And it starts from Tanan. We start in Al-Gmar, you should prepare it. And go. And so I have a difficulty on Shabbos working out where we should stop really, because it just keeps bundling on. But a good place to start would be when we get to Rava. So which is the top of your base on the Alex. Okay, you say some answers. Two mahalchim in the sugi, you have manas rabbi and manas rabba. Such as the pause, not really to stop, really to stop, but get aim to get to the top of the omelet and you say some adanis. Don't do places yet. Those places, yeah. Once you get to your base of you can keep going a little bit more as well, until halfway down the page begins with the word that says Tanan. Okay? That's the plan. The sugya is the sugya of people, Aiden giving Aidos, and they're not saying the same thing, doesn't matter. Because perhaps although they don't say the same thing, they mean the same thing. And therefore it's good Aidos, doesn't matter. None of them mean they're talking about the same age, the same story, and everything is good. Okay, Mr. President, I'm going to sign myself off.